It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
It is Cofield and Company. Steve Cofield still in New Orleans. Yay. We don't want him back.
Just kidding,
let's hope he just stays down there forever. Adam Hill, Mark Seidel, Chrissy Paradis along as always, and a new voice added to the mix right now. A new voice really for our city, but not necessarily. Eric Winalda joins us. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm all right. Let me turn my phone off. It's been a disaster.
You're a radio pro. You should know that right now.
I should have. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Okay, it is officially off. There will be no ringing. But yeah, it's good to be with you.
And of course, Eric, the new technical director and head coach for LV Lights FC. Congratulations.
Yeah.
So I mentioned, not new to Las Vegas necessarily. You have lived here.
Yeah, no, we still can't figure out exactly how many years that this has been, unfortunately, a big topic today. But I did, when I first went to Germany in the early 90s, we built a house out here. And it wasn't supposed to be something that was going to last, but I just fell in love with the city. And it's something that I'm proud of now. I'm proud to say I lived here, and I know the people, the community. It's good to be home.
Is that something that played a big role in you in accepting the position to come back here?
Yeah, maybe. You have to ask the guys that hired me, but I think it does in a scenario like this. Maybe it is an advantage to me, for me, that I know so many people. What's also interesting about that is all the same people are in the same place, so it's not a lot has changed, so it's like I never left.
So what is the soccer community like in Las Vegas in your mind?
So it's so diverse. It really is. It's all over the place, and that's probably one of the biggest challenges for the professional team, because you want to tap into all the potential that the city provides, and it's pretty cool because the Latino community is pretty strong. Some of these pirate leagues, we know you exist. I'm going to be scouting you very shortly. So they're kind of scattered out and about, but there's six or seven really powerful clubs. The youth soccer in this town. I'll keep the names out of it for now because I don't want to alienate anybody. But the reality is we should all be in the same game, and it's tremendous. When you play in the youth tournaments, I have six kids, so I'm a busy guy usually on the weekends with this stuff. But I see Vegas teams now who are doing really well, and the talent is certainly here. My job or my challenge will be to figure out a way to tap into it.
So, you said you have to ask the people that ask you or that hired you, about those questions.
He's standing right over there.
I know he is.
He's not hiding.
You did make the decision to take the job. I mean, it's a two-way street. You have to make the decision to take the job as well. So why this job? What interests you about it? What do you think you can bring?
Well, I mean, if we go backwards first, I've been in radio. You guys know that. I was on ESPN and Fox, and I had a front row seat to, some of the greatest events in the game. And it just got to the point where I really just wanted to be on the sidelines, and I felt like that was something that I really wanted to do. And I wasn't able to do that as long as I held down the other job.
Right.
So that's done, that part of my life, and I closed the page on that chapter of my life, and this is really what I want to do. Now, the reality of Las Vegas is that it was kind of a perfect fit because I did know the city. I do know what I'm getting into. There won't be a learning curve at all. I'm just going to hit the ground running, and that's really going to be helpful, especially in the upcoming process of, preseason is right around the corner. The season just ended. We got to make some changes. I have a really good understanding of what this league needs and what kind of players we need, so I'm really confident we're going to be okay in a hurry.
There's Eric Winalda, new technical director and head coach for the Lights. Probably know him from around the soccer world if you follow soccer at all. I'm sure the name is not new to you. So very, very big time hire here for
this is
the
a
Lights
good segue
sure.
to start talking about the mullet.
Yeah. I mean, I was gonna say he scored the first goal in the history.
That's true. It's all my fault
of the MLS. Correct?
Right. That is true. There's a funny story behind that, but we'll do that over beers. But I thought you were going to go all the way back to my San Diego State days.
I'm
Barry
back.
Bardo against UNLV. I mean, that's yes, Barry Bardo. I did say your name, and that doesn't mean I don't love you, Rich Ryerson. But
So the picture I saw. I mean,
it was
mullet.
Pretty bad.
By the way, notice that he noticed his hair because he's very
I have
jealous.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, that's why you have a beard. You compensate.
Exactly. See, Eric knows what's up, man. No, so the glorious mullets, and we talked about it before we came on. The idea of a mullet night.
Mullet night. I'm going to run that up the flagpole and see how they. I mean, look, there's always bands coming into town. Because in that particular scenario, that part of my life, I did think I was Joe Elliott, the lead singer of Def Leppard. So that's the look I was going for. But yeah, we could have mullet night for sure. I mean, why not?
If I could do it, please believe
we'll
me.
We'll just get
I
fake. Well, you and I both need fake ones, so that we'll just go with that.
There that's, we go. That's, there
there's
we
no
go.
Problem.
There's way too much bonding going on over here. I don't like this at all. You don't seem like a mullet guy, though.
I was a mullet guy. It was ridiculous. I mean, I remember, like, I went to Judas Priest concerts, Black Sabbath. I mean, in my music, when I was 17, 18, 19 years old, I remember when I first made it to the national team, the coach was a very stern German guy named Bob Gansler, and he just looked at me and said, "Everything looks good except that, so that's got to go." So I went and got a haircut, and I only cut off 2 or 3 inches, right? And I remember coming back and saying, "Okay," and he goes, "A little bit more than that." So I had to. It was just 2 or 3 haircuts before he actually accepted me. He used to call me, you know, Beach Boy and all that stuff, but. But look, I mean, if you can grow it, go for it. I mean,
if you can grow it,
just. But then again, I'm a dad now, right? So, I don't need hair that's so just long enough that if I'm dropping my kids off at school, I now have dad hair, like it just is sticking up, and so it's got to be short enough that I don't really have to worry about it. Just a little bit of water, and I'm good, or a hat, and off I go.
Strong. Now, I wasn't gonna bring it up because I don't want people to turn on you right away. You mentioned San Diego State.
Yeah.
You know, that is not, that's a dirty word here.
The funny thing about that is I was so close to coming to UNLV. Barry Bardo had me at hello. I was so ready to come here, and there was some circumstances that led me to that San Diego State decision. So I apologize for that, but don't hold it against me.
No, but now, like,
well, no, it's soccer, though.
What about Reno?
Yeah, what about Reno?
I mean, are you. Go to war with a town up north.
What is their line? The biggest little city in the world? Is that their? That's what they call
something
it.
Like that, the ugliest little town in the world, or something like that.
This is what I said, and I'm already getting myself in trouble. But I will start a fight with them because I think we're going to win. But,
yes.
And the friend of mine runs that club, Andy Smith. But we'll make some sort of side wager. But they're going down. But the point is. When you deal with these kind of things, these kind of rivals, they're good. They're healthy.
Yeah.
So we'll take care of that.
What you have to understand about it, and you know, I've grew up here, went to college at UNLV, so you know, I've been steeped in the UNLV Reno rivalry and the Las Vegas Reno rivalry. We here in Vegas don't care about them. Like, we don't hate
good.
Them because they don't really exist. They hate us.
And for good reason. Right. I mean, we're going back to the days when Tark was still here. I mean, it was a different world. I mean, I can say this now because I can't get in trouble, but this is the 80s, man. I was making money in college. I mean, I was mowing a lawn that was actually a parking lot and getting paid to do it for, you know, that's just the way those things worked. So
we've talked about some other things, but you know, this job, and you kind of referenced, you know, you got to get out in the community, you got to find everything that you can, you got to, you know, uncover those hidden treasures and that sort of thing in this role. But you're technical director and head coach. I don't think people really understand what that structure means. I think people are like, coach, what's that? It's more.
Right.
So what is your official role? What are your duties, especially here in the offseason as you get ready for the year?
Well, I mean, that's a great question because it is kind of a misunderstood little, you know, technical director essentially. And you mentioned the word structure, and that's the very reason why you're there. I mean, you remember the old Parcells thing, you know, let me be the, you know, if I'm going to cook the dinner, let me select the ingredients. It's kind of like that to a certain extent, but I think in the early stages, in the foundation of this club, it's really important to have get the foundation right. And that's, I have a little of experience in that area. I think that the fact that I'm familiar with this town, and understanding what exactly is necessary to start right and to make sure that's sustainable. So that's the long-term stuff, and that falls in the technical directing stuff. The head coach's job is to win.
Right.
I mean, this is professional soccer. This is professional sports. You win or you get fired. That's how that works. And so it's good to understand exactly what you're up against, but at the same time, you want to make sure that all the pieces are in place to ensure success down the line.
But it does make it tough if you're the coach. You can't be like, the guy upstairs needs to give me the guys.
That's going to be it. It's like, yeah, I'm here to announce that I'm firing myself. No, that it wasn't worth it. I answered directly to my good friend Brett, who is still in the room, by the way.
He's keeping a close eye.
I can't figure out who's working harder today, me or Brett. That's.
We just get to have fun and talk about your hair.
Yeah.
He's got a, you know.
I don't know if he ever had any hair issues. I'm not sure. We're still getting to know each other.
We are. One of the last things I have for you is you might want to learn like Spanish and German. It might help you out as a
German.
Coach.
Why German?
I don't know. I think there's probably a lot of German players too.
See, I asked this earlier if there was, you know. So the good news is I speak Spanish. I speak German.
No way.
Yeah. So I you knew that, didn't you? So the problem is you know, somebody read a press release. So there it was, and I just went hook, line, and sinker straight into that like an idiot. Wow, I was at a TV and radio for 6 months, and I rookied myself. No, but look, I think that is an important part. I'm not going to have problems talking to the players right now, but I'm looking forward to the challenge of being able to be, you know, very vocal in the community, in the Hispanic community, to be able to have that connection. And the reality is too is I'm going to select a team in the next couple of weeks, and I'm not doing it intentionally, but I kind of gravitate to that style of the Hispanic player because it's got more flair and passion than what you see the stereotypical American player that comes out of college. But look, that doesn't mean they're not going to get a shot. It's just look, I like to play a very authentic style of football, and it usually is the Hispanic kids that can do it for me.
That was going to be my question. Are we going to be so we're going to see up and down soccer?
No, what you're going to see is the other team trying to get the ball from us a lot.
Yeah,
and keep possession, being very successful. I made a joke to Brett. I said, "Look, for years people have been coming to Vegas and losing and calling it a great time. expect that trend to continue.
I want they
can come here and they can try and beat us, but our team will be full of flair. A little bit more youthful than what we saw last year." I think they know that. I think that we're going to make some off-season moves to strengthen the squad. That's all part of the deal.
Yeah.
But this is a team that will be able to beat you in more ways than one. And that's how you win in this league, to be honest.
And he's jumping in the stands and smoking cigarettes with the fans?
No, that's not my style. Maybe a cigar. I mean, I'm a cigar guy. I don't smoke cigarettes, but I think you're referring to our former coach,
yes.
which, you know, to be honest, I've known him for a long time. There's some entertainment value there, but I don't have anything bad to say about the guy.
Awesome.
So I'll give you 10 seconds. How can we fix American soccer? Go.
It starts here, baby. Just like everything else in the city that invented convenient amnesia, it's going to start right here in Vegas. We'll build a team that everybody's going to try and be.
How disappointing was it?
I don't want to talk about it. I mean, it's in the past. We got to let it go. We didn't.
He won't. No, I know he won't.
I think it's look, it is. It's every once in a while, you got to hit the reset button. And as a country, that was a rude reminder that we might be, not as good as we think we are. So maybe we'll get our act together. And you know, we'll from as far as I'm concerned, it's not my concern. I don't have to be on TV talking about it. I got 20 guys in my locker room that I'm trying to make better, and that's going to be my job.
Well, there you go. It's very much a pleasure to talk to you. Mark was referencing there, U.S. soccer, I will say, is my second favorite team in all of sports in my entire life. So, obviously very cool to have you in here and have you in the city. Really appreciate that, and good luck to you, man.
It's good to be home. Thanks, man.
I'll try to learn German so I could speak with you a little bit.
Gar nichts? Do you understand what gar nichts means?
No, I got nothing.
Du kannst kein Deutsch. Verstehst du gar nichts?
I'm hoping we're not getting any FCC violations right now.
Because it sounds horrible. It sounds like I'm swearing. I'm not, I promise.
It's good. Eric Canal, the new technical director and head coach, LV Lights FC. Awesome time with him. You got a Twitter? People want to follow
Eric went on easy enough.
There you go. Very easy one. So
put a little blue check mark because I have four or five. It's sober Winalda, drunk Winalda. Like somebody's messing with
that's
me.
Good.
And so you got to make sure you get the right one.
That's when you know you've made it.
when people are pretending to be you on Twitter,
yep.
I guess you're doing something right.
Love it. Good luck to you. We really appreciate the time, man. And follow him, Eric Winalda. Follow the LV Lights.